It is good to be worshiping in this space together. Last week, we had some folks hold down the fort here while a big group of us went down to downtown Denver and did the Pride Parade. If you were able to join us, thank you. If you were there in spirit, thank you. If you had no idea we were doing it, now you do. It was wonderful to be together with not only Highlands United Methodist Church, but all the Methodist churches along the Front Range. I think we had about 150-ish United Methodists and friends come down. The bishop walked with us, several people from the cabinet. I was able to help provide communion with two newly commissioned and ordained LGBTQ women in the Mountain Sky Conference. And yes, it was fantastic to be a part of it. Since Brad and I and the staff and many of you that helped make Pride Parade happen for the United Methodist contingency we had, we went ahead and got the rainbow bread. Thank you, Dixie. That you guys have seen here in years past, and apparently we're like the only church that does it. So spread the word, because I think it needs to be done more. But when we went ahead and we're doing communion on a flatbed U-Haul truck to the 150 United Methodists and friends that were in the park as we're getting ready to take off in the parade, Reverend Angie, newly commissioned, took the bread, opened it, and the look on everybody's faces of wonderment and awe as they saw that bread open up and see those rainbow colors, and really knowing that God loves all. The table is open to all. So I just wanted to say thank you so much to everybody who was a part of it, who came here to worship. Thank you, Crystal, for leading that. It was a beautiful day last Sunday to be wherever you were. So thank you. This Sunday is our last Sunday in Pride Month series, and we've been looking at affirming scriptures. And today's scripture, for me, sums up how affirming the Word of God is. The psalmist David wrote in Psalms 139, verse 13 and 14, "You are the one who created my innermost parts. You knit me together while I was still in my mother's womb. I give thanks to you that I was marvelously set apart. Your works are wonderful, and I know that very well." To think we are marvelously set apart, that God knit us together in our mother's wombs, and God created our innermost parts. How many times have you thought or asked yourself while looking in the mirror or driving to work the question, "Who am I? What makes me me? What makes me special and unique? What gives me value and worth?" Listen to the scripture again. "You are the one who created my innermost parts. You knit me together while I was still in my mother's womb. I give thanks to you that I was marvelously set apart. Your works are wonderful, and I know that very well." The truth about our identities, who we really are, comes from God. God is the one who created each of us. God is the one who gives us our true identity. Let me back up a minute, kind of go back to the beginning. We were not made by mistake. We were made by God. And that makes us God's masterpiece. Every one of us is a masterpiece of God because we have been made by God. To fully understand this, we have to go back to Genesis chapter 1. As you may know, it tells us a story of creation. And over again, it uses the word good to describe what God has made. It becomes clear that God did not make junk. 7 times God pronounces that God's creation, the work of God's hands, is good. God saw all that, and he made it, and it was very good, says the end of the creation account in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. Included in this goodness is humankind. We, the collective we, are God's masterpiece. I went to a Sugar Land concert on Thursday night, and they are a country duo, if you don't like country. They have been sticking up for the underdog for years. Take a listen to them. Their new CD is great. During their show, they showed a beautiful video behind them as they sang a song about the facts that words matter. From my lesbian lens, the slides that circled through the song struck a chord with me, pun intended. Jennifer and Christian, the country duo with their guitar strapped to them, belting out to a full crowd at Fiddler's Green about how words matter. The slides read as follows. LGBTQ youth are twice as likely to consider suicide as other kids. 73% say they are bullied because of their identity. 67% report that they have heard family members make negative comments about them. Words matter. Think about what you say. The slides continued with, what do your kids hear at the kitchen table? What do your kids hear at school? What do your kids hear at church? When the song ended, a thunderous applause and tears streamed down many faces, mine being one of them. In a stat that was not in the video, but I feel should be said over and over and over again, and used over and over and over again so we can change this stat, 58% of trans kids attempt suicide. If one parent, let that sink in, if one parent accepts their child, that goes down to 4%. 58% down to 4 by one loving parent. Words matter. I grew up in a fairly religious Lutheran family in a town of 1,500. And we did not talk about the gays, or if we did, it wasn't in a good way. And it personally took me far longer than I'd like to admit to come out. The first person I came out to my family was my oldest sister, Tiffany. Her response was not what I was expecting. It took me weeks to work up the courage to call her. I can remember exactly where I was, pacing in the kitchen. What I was thinking, will she be mad? Will she still love me? If I say it out loud, there's no going back. Will she allow me to still be present in my niece's life? And all the lead up, all the fear, the questioning, to just get the words out of my mouth and speak my truth, she didn't even miss a beat when she said, well, it's about time. I was very shocked and asked why she hadn't told me earlier. Imagine my surprise as I had built up only what the negative responses would be. Now, I know how lucky I am to have a supportive family be a part of my coming out story, but most of my LGBTQ sisters and brothers did not. I've heard horrific stories of having to leave blood family, leave their church families, simply because of who God created us to be. I have heard scripture be misused and quoted to try to make a stance on how God does not approve of LGBTQ persons, how years of the misuse leads to death of a spirit, a call, or even a life. My friends, I am here today with a call to ministry, a call to live, a call to use words of affirmation. My sister's words showed me unconditional love and acceptance. Those words mattered and still do, because words matter. At Highlands United Methodist Church, we are invited to know a God who has made no mistakes, a God who knit us together in our mother's womb, a God that loves all, welcomes all. Our denomination, our bishop, council of bishops, and we, your pastors and staff, stand with the children and the families being separated at the border and against the use of the Bible as an excuse to mistreat any and all of the children of God. Words matter. I encourage us all to look into the mirror and ask ourselves, who am I? What makes me me? I hope the answer is, I was made in the image of God and marvelously set apart, because we are all a masterpiece made by God. Amen.